shall receive power, April 24. A clear voice amid other voices. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Amid the confusion of delusive doctrines, the Spirit of God will be a guide and a shield to those who have not resisted the evidences of truth. He silences every other voice than that which comes from Him who is the truth and the life. God gives to every soul opportunity to hear the voice of the true Shepherd, to receive the knowledge of God and our Savior. When the heart receives this truth as a precious treasure, Christ is formed within, the hope of glory, while the whole heavenly universe exclaims, Amen and Amen. We have absolute need of the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit. We have no time to confer with flesh and blood. We have need of divine illumination. Every individual is striving to become a center of influence, and until God works for His people, they will not see that subordination to God is the only safety for any soul. His transforming grace upon human hearts will lead to unity that has not yet been realized, for all who are assimilated to Christ will be in harmony with one another. The Holy Spirit will create unity. He shall glorify me. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The Holy Spirit glorifies God by so revealing His character to His people that He becomes the object of their supreme affections, and by making manifest His character in them. They see clearly that there never was any righteousness in the world but His, no excellence in the world but that derived from Him. When the Spirit was poured out from on high, the church was flooded with light, but Christ was the source of that light. His name was on every tongue, His love filled every heart. So it will be when the angel that comes down from heaven, having great power, shall lighten the whole earth with His glory. The gift of His Holy Spirit, rich, full, and abundant, is to His church as an encompassing wall of fire, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. In their untainted purity and spotless perfection, Christ looks upon His people as the reward of all His suffering, His humiliation, and His love, and the supplement of His glory. Christ, the great center from which radiates all glory,